Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Have you talked to Mom yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, then I'll be back later.
Well, what was that all about?
Well, I was supposed to soften you up, and then he was going to come in and ask you something.
Don't think I need to be softened up.
Beaver? Beaver?
Why do you always have to be so devious about these things?
Well, I guess because we never know what kind of a mood you're going to come home in.
Yes, Dad?
Oh, what was it you wanted to ask me, Beaver?
Well, you see, Dad, all the guys are going ice skating at the ice skating rink, and they're all buying $10 season tickets. And I want to know if I can have $6 to buy a $10 season ticket.
Well, Beaver, I'm very happy to hear that you're interested in ice skating, because it just happens that I used to be quite a skater myself. But I know how these things work. First, it's $6 for a season ticket. Then it's a skating sweater. Then it's a cap. And it's a pair of new ice skates.
Oh, no, Dad. I'll just keep skating in my old dirty clothes. And I won't even wear a cap. And I'll just keep renting the crummy skates from the ice palace just like I've been doing.
All right, Beaver. I'll give you the $6. But don't let this thing get out of hand.
Oh, gee, no, Dad. Thanks a lot.
You just wait and see what happens. I know how these things build up.
So do I. I remember the time that you bought the 5-iron to get a little exercise at the golf range. Next thing I knew, you'd bought a bag full of woods and irons, and we joined the country club.
Well, Beaver, aren't you the boy who told me just 2 days ago that all you wanted was a season ticket and you were going to go on renting those crummy skates?
Well, sure, Dad, but I've been skating twice since then, and the crummy skates are even crummier than I thought they were.
Well, sure, Dad, you know how kids are. They never mean anything they say.
Don't help me, huh, Wally?
Beaver, I don't think you can expect your father to just hand you the money for new ice skates.
Oh, no, Mom. I think I could take the money out of my bank account. How about it, Dad? Mom?
Well, Beaver, it's your money. If you want to spend it on ice skates, so I guess that's up to you. Wally, do you know anything about this sporting goods store?
Well, they just opened and they were advertising it on TV. They had this big searchlight out front, so it must be an honest place.
All right, Beaver. I'll take you down this afternoon.
Oh, gee, Dad. I'm getting too big that every time I buy something, I got to drag my father along.
Beaver, I think one of us should go with you.
Gee, Mom, how do you think I felt last month when you went to buy me underwear and you had to tell the man I was a small stomach?
Well, all right, Beaver. I think you're old enough to take responsibility. You can buy the skates yourself. Just make sure that they're worth the money.
Gee, thanks a lot, Dad. I don't want any more pancakes, Mom.
Boy, Beaver, you're lucky getting to buy stuff by yourself without your parents holding your hand.
Well, that's because my parents think I have good sense.
No fooling. My parents are always telling me how dumb I am. Sometimes they tell me so much, I really think I am dumb.
Well, 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 boys, what can I do for you?
Well, I want to buy a pair of those neat-looking racing skates like you advertised in the newspaper.
You mean our imported English racers?
Yes, sir.
Oh, they're a real bargain at $12.95. I only hope we have a pair left.
Oh, I hope so, too. I already told all the guys I was getting them.
Well, we certainly don't want to disappoint the guys, do we? Oh, are you alone or is your mother and father with you?
Oh, no. We're both alone together.
Uh-huh. You do have the price.
Oh, yes, sir. I do it out of my bank money.
Well, sit down, young man, and let's see what size you take.
That's it.
Well, I think you better take the other one. I changed a sock on it this morning.
I see.
Well, my mother says I wear a six.
Six is correct. I'll be right back. Excuse me.
He's a nice guy, isn't he, Whitey?
He's a nice guy. How come he's so polite?
Oh, it's not his fault. I think the store makes him be polite.
Bert. Bert.
Yeah?
Where are the sixes on these skates?
We're out of them.
What about the sevens?
We're out of those two. Also the eights. Got nothing left but the nines on up.
Right pair for you. You know, you're very lucky. This is the last pair your size in the entire store.
Boy, Beaver, you're lucky you came in when you did.
Yeah.
There we are. Well, that's a perfect fit, I'd say. Not too tight, are they? Something wrong?
Oh, no, sir. They just feel a little big, that's all.
Well, of course they do. That's because we leave room for the three pair of wool socks you wear when you skate.
Three pairs?
Of course. All professionals wear three pair to cushion their feet, keep them warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way they do it, isn't it, Whitey?
Oh, yeah, that's the way they do it, Beaver.
Well, certainly. If they don't have a little play in them now, they'll be too tight when you put the socks on. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure, mister.
Just look at that blade. Finer Sheffield steel.
Yeah. That's the best kind of steel, all right. I'll take it, mister.
Well, how were the skates?
Oh, well, they look just fine to me. Of course, it's been a long time since I bought ice skates.
Beaver's so excited about them. He can't wait until tomorrow so he can go skating.
Yeah, it's a big day in his life. Who knows, after this, maybe he can buy his own underwear.
You know, Ward, I'm glad we gave him the responsibility. It's an important step, you know, buying things for yourself. It's a real sign of maturity and growing up.
June, he just bought a pair of ice skates. He didn't propose to them.
Just wait till I get out in that ice. Look, Wally. Zip, zip. Zip, zip, zip. I'm winning the Olympics. Zip, zip.
Beaver, how can you win the Olympics skating on a carpet?
Boy, Beaver. Those are the neatest skates I ever saw. They're even chromium plated. You couldn't play hockey in them, though, on account of the blades would punch holes in the other guns. And these things are even made out of the finest Sheffield steel.
What's Sheffield?
What do you mean? It's a big city in Pittsburgh.
Well, you guys all set?
Yep. Let's go.
What's the matter?
You trip?
Gee, I don't know.
I feel off a bit. I can't even stand up.
Maybe they feel away because they're new.
Sure, you gotta break them in.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, I can't even walk out to the ice. You wearing those three pair of socks like he told you?
Well, sure, look.
Yeah, you're wearing a mess of socks, all right.
Let me see some. Boy, Beaver, your toe's only halfway up. You got enough room there for your other foot.
You guys go ahead. I'll see you later.
Okay, we'll see you out in the ice.
Boy, why'd I have to go and be a wise guy?
Marmus Beaver around?
I thought he might want to walk me over to the library.
No, he's at the ice rink again.
Again? Boy, he sure is getting a lot of mileage out of those skates.
What have you been reading?
Oh, it's just a book I got to read for English. It's an old-fashioned book called Gone with the Wind.
An old-fashioned book?
Yeah, you must have heard of it, Mom. They got a movie of it around. Only it's on a rerun, like on TV.
I think I've heard of it, Wally. Honey, as long as you're going to the library, maybe you take this back for me.
Great Love Stories of the Century. Gee, Mom, you mean you read this kind of junk?
Once in a while. Why?
Well, I don't know, but I thought you always stopped reading this kind of mushy stuff after you got married.
Wally, I don't think any woman ever stops reading that mushy stuff.
Well, what does Dad say about you reading this?
Oh, he read it, too.
He did? Boy, you know, Mom, sometimes I can't figure you and Dad out. Doing in a library.
Well, I'm reading until it's time to go home for supper.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be skating.
I can't go skating on account of these new crummy skates I bought.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Well, they're too big for me.
Little dope. How come you went and bought skates that are too big for you?
Well, gee, Wally, I didn't know they were too big for me because the guy in the shoe store said they'd be just right if I put on three pairs of wool socks. But they weren't just right, and every time I stood up, I fell down.
You mean that every day that Mom and Dad have thought you've been skating, you've been sitting around here in the library?
Well, gee, Wally, they won't let you hang around the candy store unless you buy something.
Well, look, how come you just didn't go to Dad and tell him that you got gypped on the skates?
Wally, you can't go to Dad and have him say I told you so.
Yeah, I guess so. But look, you can't keep coming here. A kid your age hanging around the library. Likely get suspicious of you.
Gee, Wally, what am I gonna do?
Look, if the skates are too big for you, we'll just take them back to the store and we'll either get them changed or get your money back.
You think they'll do that, Wally?
Well, sure they will. Look, the only reason they took advantage of you is because you're a kid. They're not gonna shove guys my age around.
The guy.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. What can I do for... Oh, my little friend. Enjoying your skates?
No, sir, I'm not enjoying my skates.
They're too big for him.
Too big? That's impossible. I fit him myself.
Well, you overfit him. And if you don't mind, we'd like our money back.
We?
Yeah, I'm his brother, and I'm in high school. The only reason I'm here is because my father couldn't come.
Yeah, he's having a meeting with some policeman.
I see. Well, young man, these are all scuffed up.
Well, gee, how could they be scuffed when he hasn't even used them?
I wobble every time I put them on.
Whenever you wobble the sides against the floor. You see?
You mean you're not going to exchange them for a pair his size?
Well, they are his size. Now, look, I've been selling shoes for years.
Well, if they're my size, how come I got room in there for a whole other foot?
Boys, do you see that sign? Boys, I'd like to give you a break, but I only work here. My hands are tied.
Well, I guess if your hands are tied and everything...
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to make a living.
What are we going to do now, Wally?
Gee, I don't know, Beav. I guess you'll just have to go back to sitting in the library.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello, Beaver. How'd it go today?
Oh, real neat, Dad.
That's good. You ought to be a champ by now.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting pretty good, Dad.
Those new skates make quite a difference, huh?
They sure do, Dad. I'm doing a lot of things now I wouldn't do if I didn't have them.
Thank you, Beaver.
Yes, Mom.
Better get washed up for dinner. It's almost ready.
Okay, Mom.
Joan. Isn't he spending an awful lot of time at that skating rink?
Oh, honey, he loves it so. He spends more time at the rink than he does at home.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's just taking after his father. When I was his age, I practically lived on the ice.
Well, now you can hardly get the ice trays out of the refrigerator.
Beaver, aren't you getting tired of just hanging around the library all the time?
I sure am. There's nothing to do there but read. How come they got all those books there, Wally?
Well, lots of people like to go there and read.
Yeah, but I'll bet I'm not the only one that just goes there to hide.
How long are you going to keep pretending?
I don't know. I guess till my season ticket runs out.
Yeah, but that's 6 weeks from now.
Yeah, but gee, Wally, if I quit sooner, Mom and Dad will get suspicious. And I gotta make them think I'm getting my money's worth out of these skates.
Boy, I sure wish Mom had come with me when I bought them.
How come?
Well, then I could blame her for getting the wrong size.
June? Oh, June?
Yes, dear?
Are you sure Beaver's been skating every day?
Of course. He comes home late every day with his skates around his neck.
Listen to this. Due to a broken pipe in the refrigeration system, the Ice Palace was compelled to close its doors yesterday. The management expects to reopen for business as usual on Monday.
Well, I don't get it. Beaver said he was there yesterday and today.
Well, I don't think he's become so expert he can ice skate without ice.
Well, Ward, you don't suppose Beaver'd lie to us, do you?
Well, what we might call lying, he might consider just a convenient evasion.
Beaver! Come down here. I want to talk to you.
Did you notice something funny about the way Dad sounded?
Yeah. When he sounds funny like that, it's nothing to laugh at.
I wonder what I did. I've been taking baths, and it's in between report cards.
I don't know, but you better go down and find out what it is.
Yeah. Yes, Dad?
Beaver, I found something in this evening's paper I thought might interest you.
Oh. Are you going to read me the funnies, Dad?
Due to a broken pipe in the refrigeration system, the Ice Palace was compelled to close its doors yesterday. The management expects to reopen for business as usual on Monday.
Oh, well, that means I can't go skating until Monday. Thanks a lot, Dad.
Just a minute, Beaver. This also says the Ice Palace has been closed since yesterday.
Oh, it says that, huh?
Beaver, you said you were there yesterday. And today.
Yeah, but did I tell you I was skating?
Yes, you did.
Oh.
All right, Beaver. I suppose you sit down there and tell us what this is all about.
Well, you know those new skates I bought, Dad? Well, I can't wear them on account of they're way too big for me. But I didn't want to tell you so you'd yell at me for buying them myself and wasting my money.
Oh, Beaver.
Beaver, you should have come to me anyway.
Well, gee, Dad. I'd almost do anything rather than have you know I was dumb.
Oh, I see. Well, where have you been spending your afternoons?
A little goof has been sitting around in the library pretending to be reading.
Beaver, why didn't you just take the skates back to the store where you bought them?
Well, me and Wally tried that. But the man wouldn't even exchange them or give us our money back.
Yeah, Dad, he was one of those salesmen you just couldn't get a grip on.
You know, Dad, I almost wish you hadn't let me buy those skates.
Well, you insisted on it, Beaver. We did it to be nice to you.
Yeah. But just for once, I wish you would have been mean to me. Then I wouldn't have lost 13 whole dollars.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Beaver. Tomorrow, I'm going to take those skates back to the store and get your money back.
Gee, Dad, I don't know. They're kind of all scuffed up.
Yeah, Dad. And they smell kind of used, too.
Well, they're not bad skates. Maybe you could use them, Wally.
Oh, no, Mom. That's all right. They're way too big for me, too.
Maybe someone else in the family could use them.
Oh, no, June. You're not going to unload them on me.
Well, gee, Dad. Skating's a lot of fun, and we could do it together.
Well, sure, Dad. You know how you're always telling us you used to live on the ice back where you came from?
Yes, well, that was a long time ago, and I'm not where I came from.
Gee, Dad, I'll even throw on my dirty socks for nothing.
Beaver, that's not the point. That salesman had no right to sell you skates that are way too big for you, and I'm not going to let him get away with it.
Gee, Dad, are you going to clobber him?
Well, I don't think I'll have to clobber him, but I am going to see that you get your money back or a decent pair of skates.
You know, Dad, I should have come to you in the first place.
Well, sure, Beef. You should have known that Dad was good for stuff like this.
Once in a while, if you just try your father, you'd be surprised at how much stuff he's good for.
Yeah. Gee, thanks a lot, Dad. And you know, Mom, you're real good for stuff, too. You know, Wally, I've been thinking. This stuff about giving us kids responsibility can cost a lot of money.
Well, how's that, Beef?
Well, I almost lost $13 and had nothing to show for it.
Well, you learned something, didn't you?
Yeah. From now on, I'm going to let Mom and Dad have the responsibility and lose the money. They can afford it better than I can.
Well, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Well, Beaver, here's $12.95. Now you've got all your money back.
Did you have any trouble, Dad?
No, not much. I had to threaten to go to the Better Business Bureau if he didn't give us our money back.
Gee, thanks, Dad.
Well, Beaver, I think this should be a good lesson for you.
Yeah, Dad. I think I should learn responsibility on candy bars and ice cream.
I think you'd better learn to handle responsibility before you take it.
Well, sure, Dad, but if you don't give a kid responsibility, how can he learn to handle it?
Well, Wally, I guess that's just one of the things that gives parents gray hair.
Would you like to see Aunt Bee commit a federal crime? You're in the right place, because she's about to aid and abet. It's all a part of Aunt Bee Takes a Job in episode 171, coming up next on The Andy Griffith Show. Stay tuned.